Hello, I'm Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Negotiators in the US Congress have failed to reach agreement on details of a $1 trillion economic program to support American households during the coronavirus pandemic. A midnight deadline set for the deal passed, with the talks reportedly stuck on how best to distribute financial support and how much it should be. Negotiations will resume later on Saturday, Peter Bowes reports.
In Washington, Congress is trying to reach an agreement on a deal that includes one-time payments of up to $1,200 for adults earning under $99,000 annually. Bernie Sanders, the Democratic senator and would-be presidential candidate, has said all working Americans should receive $2,000 a month until the end of the coronavirus crisis.
A member of staff in Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive for the virus. He's not thought to have been in close contact with Mr. Pence. President Iván Duque has announced that Colombia will begin a countrywide lockdown at midnight local time on Tuesday. The measures are already in place in the capital, Bogotá, and surrounding areas. The president said the lockdown was necessary.
With the scientific and technical team at the Health Ministry and in the hands of national experts, we have analysed the epidemiological trends that Colombia faces in the coming weeks in relation to coronavirus. Given this analysis, we have taken drastic but urgent decisions so as to save the lives and health of Colombians.
Cuba has said it will ban all foreign tourists for a month. Residents can enter the country but must go into quarantine for 2 weeks. One of Australia's most famous tourist spots, Bondi Beach in Sydney, has been closed because of the risk from COVID-19. The decision by the New South Wales government followed concerns that visitors to the beach weren't practicing social distancing. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Crowds at Bondi Beach have been bigger than New Year's Day. Hot autumn weather attracted thousands of people to Sydney's most famous arc of sand. It's now been temporarily closed, and other beaches in Australia could follow if social distancing measures brought in to limit the coronavirus outbreak are ignored. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, said the crowds at Bondi were unacceptable. The local council insisted that lives were being put at risk.
Cafes, bars and restaurants across the United Kingdom have closed except for takeaway food to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said gyms, theatres and other entertainment venues must also close as soon as they reasonably can. Mr. Johnson said the situation would be reviewed every month. World News from the BBC.